This is KBNF Regional News for Friday, May 2nd. I'm Patricia Naft. The Grand Junction Daily Sentinel reports that Colorado's multi-year justice review project recommended just one case for the new DNA testing, the Mesa County murder conviction of Robert Ryder Dewey. In 2010, applications for post-conviction DNA testing were made available to Colorado prison inmates who met specific criteria. The inmates had to be convicted at trial or by guilty plea in a violent felony, including murder, kidnapping, sexual assault, or aggravated robbery, among others. Identity of the perpetrator must have been an issue in the case, and physical evidence lending itself to DNA testing had to be available. First Assistant Attorney General Julie Selzberg told the Daily Sentinel in January 2013 that more than 2,000 Colorado inmates had expressed interest. At that time, 7,914 people were serving sentences in the Colorado Department of Corrections for violent crimes that were eligible for the review. It was Selzberg and her team who recommended modern DNA tests after a review of Dewey's 1996 trial conviction in Mesa County for the murder of Palisades' J.C. Taylor, age 19. The results backed Dewey pointed to a new suspect who lived near the Palisade crime scene at the time of the slaying and ultimately led to Dewey's exoneration in April 2012. Dewey, age 53, was awarded $1.2 million as the first Colorado resident compensated for wrongful imprisonment, 17 years and 12 days in Dewey's case, under a law inspired by Dewey and signed into law by Governor John Hickenlooper. Colorado Attorney General spokeswoman Carolyn Tyler said the program that contributed to Dewey's exoneration has been suspended because of the expiration of $2.6 million in funding from the National Institute of Justice. Dr. Morton Mower, who has led the Parsons Water Fund, spoke about Israeli water projects last night at the Colorado Mesa University Center. The Parsons Fund began by helping Israeli communities build small reservoirs using extended grace periods and low interest rates that provided 60 million cubic meters of new water the country didn't have before, Mower said. The Parsons Fund also helped arrange for Israeli schools to collect rainwater, garnishing enough to supply the school's sewer systems and allowing the schools to save money that might otherwise use to buy fresh water, Mower said. Colorado law allows property owners under limited circumstances to collect rainwater. Mower, a cardiologist who is now a Colorado resident, said the state needs more multifunctional reservoirs that can store rainwater and recycled waters. Similar reservoirs in Israel will have increased the nation's water supply by 12% over 30 years, Mower said. The Montrose Daily Press reports that less than 2 years after being hired, Montrose County Manager Rick Eckert has resigned. The resignation was confirmed Wednesday after nearly a week of rampant speculation from residents concerning his departure. Eckert, who was hired at the tail end of 2012, began to work on January 2, 2013, for $112,000 per year. He departs May 16th. He has not announced his future plans as of Wednesday afternoon. The Associated Press reports that Wyoming law enforcement officers plan to track marijuana arrests more closely now that the drug is legal in neighboring Colorado. The Casper Star Tribune reported Thursday the Wyoming Association of Sheriffs and Chiefs of Police will record data on marijuana-related arrests separately from other drugs. Previously, officials tracked alcohol and methamphetamine individually, but lumped marijuana in with other drugs. Statistics are gathered through jailhouse interviews with suspects after arrest. Colorado voters made the sale of recreational marijuana legal as of January 1st, prompting the Wyoming Highway Patrol to warn it would watch for anyone bringing pot across the border. Wyoming marijuana advocates have taken the first steps to get legalization on the 2016 ballot. The Telluride Daily Planet reports that San Miguel County Commissioners last week approved a resolution offering an apology to the Utes. For hundreds of years, the Uncompahgre Utes lived in what is now southwest Colorado, using Telluride's valley floor for their summer camps. Despite an earlier treaty with the U.S. government that guaranteed the Ute people would retain all of Colorado territory west of Longitude 107 West, in 1881, the U.S. Army forcibly removed them from their native lands in the San Miguel River Basin in its quest for westward expansion. The Uncompahgre Utes were relocated to Utah and made part of the Ute tribe on the Unitah and Ouray Reservation. The state of Colorado has never apologized to the Uncompahgre Utes for their forced removal. San Miguel County apologizes to the Uncompahgre Ute people and their descendants for their forced removal from western Colorado in 1881 and their relocation to Utah, the resolution says. The county also extends a formal apology government to government, to the Utah Indian tribe of the Unitah and Ouray Reservation. County Commissioner Art Goodtimes worked with Uncompahgre Ute and Montrose resident Roland McCook on drafting the resolution. McCook lived in a Utah reservation most of his life. He now lives in Montrose and educates people in the history of his tribe, giving lectures and organizing dances and celebrations. McCook, however, would like to see the county do something more. An apology is like the wind, McCook said. It disappears as soon as it's said. I would want to have something more substantial, such as a park or a naming of something solid. According to the resolution, the county intends to dedicate a plaque in the Placerville Park, since the warm springs there were used by the Utes, and historical records show Chief Ouray and his wife, Chipita, camped there. The Montrose County Sheriff's Office received a report of a missing person from the town of Nucla on Saturday, April 26th at 9:30 p.m. Gary Dwight Hoop Reed of 580 West 5th Avenue in Nucla has not been seen or heard from since early in March of 2014. Hoop Reed is described as a white male, born April 22nd, 1957. He's approximately 5 feet 9 inches tall, weighs 160 pounds with brown eyes, brown hair, and a full beard. He was last seen wearing a green Western shirt, blue jeans, lace-up boots, and possibly a dark-colored baseball cap and glasses. Montrose County Sheriff's Office has been following up on all leads and interviewing family members, neighbors, and acquaintances. Anyone that may have information on the whereabouts of Hoop Reed, please contact the Montrose County Sheriff's Office. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.